Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to the National Association of Women Business Owners, South Carolina is the number 4 state in the country for women launching businesses, with over 160,000 woman-owned enterprises. And we've been a top 10 state for 10 years. So our next guest says it's about time to launch a Women's Business Summit. Catherine Swartz Hilton is the Executive Director of the McNair Center for Entrepreneurism and Community Engagement, and she's also the co-founder of the Women's Business Center of South Carolina, located at Columbia College. Today, she's in our studio. Catherine, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of the Women's Business Center. I know it's kind of sort of a relaunch over the years here. I've interviewed a few Women's Business Center directors.
Right. So the Women's Business Center at Columbia College opened in May, and we identified that as an opportunity to serve women in our state, given that we are the number 4 state in the country for women launching. And part of the reason why we're motivated to do that is, if you peek behind that exciting number, we're number 4, is that what we're finding in South Carolina, women aren't growing and scaling their businesses at a rate that's competitive to the rest of the country. So women are struggling to get past a 6-digit gross revenue mark for their firms, and they're struggling to get to adding employees, getting to that first full-time hire. So the average size woman-owned firm has 1.14 employees. And so what we want to do is work with women that aspire to push back those hurdles.
So we've been launching a lot of women-owned businesses in this state, but they've been struggling to stay in business.
Not necessarily to stay in business, but to really grow and scale, to get those women to not only a sustainable income for herself and for her family, but really moving past some of those barriers, adding jobs, contributing to the economy, and growing the firms. So it's not necessarily that a lot of businesses are closing at a faster rate than they normally do, but that we're just not growing and scaling. So we're just getting stuck.
And the Women's Business Center itself has struggled over the years.
It has. To my knowledge, in the past decade and a half, we're the 3rd Women's Business Center to open.
What's going to be different this time?
Well, we're looking to partner as much as possible. In fact, we've prided ourselves from day one to look to engage partners at every opportunity possible, at every event possible. We're in the middle right now of a statewide listening tour. We've picked 12 cities, small to large, to visit, working with resource providers in those areas and other women that are kind of champions for connecting with other women business owners. We're talking to women in local areas about their unique needs, challenges, and opportunities. We're assimilating that information into a statewide service plan that we're looking to launch and announce in January, and then to get started on that plan. So we're wonderful beneficiaries of some seed investment from Grow with Google and the South Carolina Department of Commerce's Office of Innovation. And so we're leveraging that funding to be able to put together that plan and launch it in January.
Well, let's talk about this upcoming summit. Where, when, and what will be happening?
One of our big goals from the very beginning, and when I say our, I have an amazing co-founder, Dr. Casey Whitener. One of our big dreams from the beginning was to have an event to really celebrate and highlight the impact that women are already having and potentially could have in South Carolina. So we envisioned this Women's Business Summit, and one of the things that was important to us was to bring in outside thought leaders, inspiration provokers, and women who would provide us a new level of aspiration and goals. So we've done that. The morning, it's on Friday, November 16th, which is in conjunction with Global Entrepreneurship Week and is being celebrated the same day as International Women's Entrepreneurship Day, which is headquartered at the UN in New York. So they're having an event the same day, and we're having one here in South Carolina, which is amazing that we're kind of connecting into that network. The morning is a series of keynote speakers designed to just really help you reshape what your goals and dreams are for the future. We'll have a mentoring lunch with about a dozen executive women business owners. And the afternoon is a series of tactical breakout sessions, providing you tools and resources that you can apply to your business or your career immediately. And we'll end the day with a celebration and call to action. And we're looking forward to staying in touch with the women over this next year to help them achieve the goal that they set in that call to action.
And the date and place one more time?
The summit is Friday, November 16th. It'll be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's going to be on Columbia College's campus in downtown Columbia.
Catherine, thanks so much for stopping by our studio.
Thanks again for having me.
Catherine Swartz-Hilton is Executive Director of the McNair Center for Entrepreneurism and Community Engagement. She's also the co-founder of the Women's Business Center of South Carolina at Columbia College. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.